We're less than a week away from the start of the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon and the Freedom First Down by Downtown Festival weekend. America's toughest road races and 4 days of music at 18 venues in Roanoke. Joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio to give us an update is Kate Pettigo, the event manager for Roanoke Outside. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, Kate, can you feel the momentum growing? How are things looking for next weekend? Last we heard, for the full marathon, the half, the 10K, there were more than 2,600 runners registered. And which race is the most popular? How's it going?
It's good. Things are going great. It's hard to say at this point which one the most popular is. Most likely the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Half.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's a real good challenge, something to travel for. And we'll probably have about 1,000 runners in that one alone. We're pretty excited. Things are starting to mount up.
Yeah, in the half, you do two mountains. You do Mill Mountain and Roanoke Mountain.
You do Mill Mountain and then Peakwood.
Peakwood, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I've done the half. I've done the full. So you leave out. So Roanoke Mountain is when you're in the full. And that's a bear, man.
It is. It's pretty steep.
Yeah, it's just 4 miles on that loop up and down. It's great when you get to the top and you can come downhill. But all three of these races, Kate, have at least one steep climb. So,
absolutely. Yep.
You know, for people that just run on the greenway or maybe they're coming in from out of town and they run on flat ground, it's a rude awakening, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, it's America's toughest road races. We have the most elevation change of any road race in the country. And especially in that marathon distance, it's a real challenge. We don't have people coming to get a PR. They're not, you know, here to qualify for Boston. They're just here to kind of complete, not compete. That's what we say.
Right. And is it 9,000 feet of elevation change in the full?
7,430.
Okay. Wow, yeah. And even at the very end, or before the last mile or so, you know, Molly Bullington, the race director, added the Jesus Saves Hill a few mm-hmm. years ago. So you think you're all out of the woods, you get to Vic Thomas Park, you get out, but then you got to go up that last hill.
Absolutely, yep. You'll be looking for Jesus to save you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking with Kate Pettigo from Roanoke Outside. There's still time to register, of course.
Absolutely. Right up until 8 p.m. on the day before, you can come to the expo at Elmwood Park and register with us there on site in person.
What about, can you register still online at this point?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, until when?
Right until then.
Okay.
You can register online.
And it's BlueRidgeMarathon.com.
It is.
No more guaranteed t-shirts.
No more guaranteed t-shirts.
So procrastinators like me that didn't get in time, yeah, we may not get a shirt, which is fine. And you're the last I saw from an email, you were around 2,700, but you're expecting to get over 3,000?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we're on track right now. We're about 5% more than we had last year.
At the same time?
At the same time. And so, yeah, we're on track to surpass. Last year, I think we had 3,018. So we're, you know, you can do the math on that one.
Right. And local runners are notoriously procrastinators. And also you think they might be checking out the weather, weight getting closer.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think people are keeping their eyes on the weather. They're trying to figure out, you know, do I feel good? Do I do the half? Do I do the full? That kind of question.
Yeah, I might still sign up for the half, even though I haven't run more than 6 miles and I haven't done any uphills. I could fake my way through it, though.
I think it's a good choice.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, I've done the half a couple times. The half is great. You know what? And when you're running, unless you really train for marathons, the half for most people is a good enough challenge.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, when you do any full marathon, even a full, or even a flat, it's a mental thing as much as physical.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think if you do the half, you still get to the mimosas at the Dye's house on the old Mill Mountain Road.
That is true. Yes.
We're talking with Kate Pettigo, the event manager for Roanoke Outside. So where is packet pickup? And are you going to do anything kind of special on packet pickup night?
Absolutely. Yeah. So packet pickup is the same place as the race, Elmwood Park in downtown Roanoke. Packet pickup is 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the park. And then there's going to be, you know, an expo full of amazing vendors. Our sponsors, Foot Levelers, will be there doing foot scans. You know, we'll have Anthem and Carilion Clinic there as well. And then also happening at the same time, starting at 4:30, the gates open to the amphitheater for the Freedom First Down by Downtown headline event, which is the Margo Price Show.
Is that on Friday night?
It is on Friday.
It is on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
So the packet pickup is outside the amphitheater
yep.
space, but it's on the grounds there?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I urge people, if they're going to run in the race, maybe it's their first time, come down and sort of enjoy the expo, because you get a buzz.
Yes.
Whenever I've gone out of town for a race, you just get a buzz being around people, seeing people walking around, checking out their shoes, see what they're wearing. A lot of people rock their running shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of get caught up in that buzz.
Absolutely. Yep. Ultra Running will be there, too, with their shoes. We'll have Recover Brands there selling some sustainable gear. Fleet Feet will be there with a whole tent full of all the, you know, sunglasses and goo packets and all the things you'll need for race day. So there's definitely a buzz to catch.
Fleet Feet is great. They usually do the recovery tent. When you get out of there, they do the roller on your quads and your hammies. And,
yeah.
And there'll be food for runners at finish, correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll have hot pizza all day long, bagels, peanut butter and jelly. We'll all have finisher beers for everybody. Beals and Parkway Brewing will be there. Athletic will be there if you want non-alcoholic beers. We will definitely have your post-race stuff taken care of.
There's nothing like a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning when you come to the race.
Especially after you run a big old race.
Yeah, so is 7:35 the start again?
It is, yes.
And are we starting all the races at the same time?
Yep, all together.
Okay. And just the last question before I throw it back to Joey. How many, at this point, ballpark, how many states and countries are people coming from?
We have 42 states. And then I would say we have a handful of Canadian provinces. We've got the UK, and then I think two or three other countries.
42 states. That's pretty close to
a
record.
It's pretty great. Yeah. No, it's really good.
All right. 8:51 at WFIR. Kate Pettigo visiting with us this morning. Kate is the event manager for Roanoke Outside. Kate, tell us about Roanoke Outside, which is a special division of the Roanoke Regional Partner. How does Roanoke Outside benefit from the races?
Well, our mission is to build a better outdoor community. Our goal is to, you know, basically, you know, get our residents together, loving where they live, having a great time, and then making it super welcoming and awesome for people to come visit, for businesses to check it out and see if this is a place to relocate. I mean, our whole mission is just, you know, building community and doing these amazing events like this.
And is this the 15th year?
It is. It's okay. The 15th year of the Blue Ridge Marathon, yeah.
So is this reach, a lot of races, there's some races come and go, but does this reach a maturity where basically for some people it's on their to-do list every
Absolutely,
year?
Yep. We've got actually 9 runners who run it every single year, but we've got, you know, probably 1,000 more that'll run it, you know, have run it at least 10 times.
I think my friend Marion Childress from CNC Runners is running every year.
Yep, I think so.
He's still kicking in his 70s. Kudos for that.
He's unstoppable.
He is. talk a little bit about the economic impact of the marathon and the downtown festival weekend. What it means for Roanoke downtown businesses to have all these people in the city.
Absolutely. So I say 3,000 runners, half of those are coming from outside of Virginia.
Wow.
Which is huge. And then each of them is bringing with them, you know, we did some math. We have some really smart data people in our office, and we learned that it's 2.9 people per runner come to the race. So on race day, over 10,000 people will be in Elmwood Park or around downtown, a lot more than that probably. And these people are staying in hotels, they're eating out at restaurants, they're getting gas, you know, all of that money is from money outside of Virginia coming into Roanoke, which is huge. And we average around $1 to $2 million just that weekend in economic impact.
Every year. Wow. That's really cool. And 2.9 people, so people bring their own built-in crew with them, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Moms, dads, people to hold their packs, spouses, sisters, friends.
Right. We know what happened last year. The race was officially canceled after about an hour or so because of thunderstorms and all that. A lot of people still ran, Kate, and finished. Talk about what you're doing this year. There's an alert system you're putting in place, both visually and an app so people can kind of be alerted as to conditions on the course.
Absolutely, yeah. So last year, the best way to communicate with people was through our staff and through the race app, which is maybe not the easiest way for all the runners who are out there who may not have a phone on their. But basically, it's a new flag system. So we have green flags, yellow flags, and black flags, and each one of those has a different meaning. So green means go, everything is good. Yellow is, hey, there's something we're tracking, you know, be alert, be ready to go if we need a shelter. And then black means seek shelter. And so that's kind of the gist of it, trying to keep it simple. But yeah, also just easier to communicate with runners. And then something else that we're doing is we've worked with the city of Roanoke to kind of come up with a plan to reopen if the weather threat or whatever is happening clears. So we've worked with them to kind of figure out how we can do that and how to make plans depending on what happens on race day. So, yeah.
And so that plan you're working on, how would people find out about it? Is it still under formulation or do they just stop and then pick up again at a certain point?
Yeah, so there's a handful of places that we've identified that they can shelter along the course. And in some places, like you can imagine Roanoke Mountain, there's not a lot of shelter out there. We'll have buses potentially staged if we think that there's going to be something in the forecast. But we've kind of gone through the whole route and figured out where we can direct people if there needs to be a shelter in place.
And then at some point you could actually restart officially the race.
Yeah, depending on what's going on, you know, everything is depending on what's going on. We're going to be thinking critically and making sure that people are safe. But we're also going to be paying attention to how much time we have left to keep the roads closed and how we can make sure people have the best experience. So we may reroute people. We may, you know, change the distance a little bit if we have to. But we really want to make sure that people have a good experience, safe experience, and then get the chance to cross that finish line and get their medal.
I wanted to ask you before we talk about the music festival, yeah. Are you hoping people that aren't running will come downtown to cheer people on or come out in their neighborhoods? That's what's one thing that's cool, especially when you're pulling yourself up Avonham or something or South Jefferson, you know, that just for people to come out.
Absolutely. Yes. No, we've heard a lot of stories about people planning some fun things along the course already. I've heard like 80s dance parties. I mean, you know, the Dyes with their mimosa stand. There's just so many amazing little spots along the course that are just, you know, people did it themselves and I love it.
I know when David Wiley, the RSO, used to live on Avonham, he'd be out there on a little electronic organ playing Chariots of Fire and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We have a fantastic photo of that.
Oh, you do? Okay,
we do.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Down by Downtown Music Festival. Freedom First is the title sponsor. My Radio, we had J.P. Powell from My Radio in here last week. He's debuting a new album. It'll be at Five Points to kind of kick off that weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. Thursday the 18th.
Next Thursday. Local bands, Soul Acoustics, Corey Hunley. Corey Hunley's also on the Margo Price lineup next Friday with Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast, who won the People's Choice at Floyd Fest a couple years ago.
Yep.
And that girl can sing. She can belt it out.
She can.
And so talk about sort of the mix this year. I think there's 18 venues involved in the music festival.
Yeah, and since we published that, we've had a handful more hop on. The Six and Sky, they'll be having some music. At the Collaborative, the Humble Hustles location, they'll be bringing on some performances. We're really excited. So we've definitely got live music all over town, but we are kind of edging into the world of arts and culture. And we're pretty stoked to add to the lineup a couple of book signings.
Oh,
so
cool.
Tim Kaine will be in town and he'll be doing a signing for Walk, Ride, and Paddle, which is his book that he wrote about exploring Virginia.
Right. Not to name drop. I actually talked to Tim Kaine at a thing that back of the Knob a couple weeks ago. It took him like a whole year to do all this stuff. Paddle, he hiked the whole distance of the AT in 1 year. And Beth Macy's going to be sort of having a conversation with him at the top. And that's 3 o'clock
on the 20th, I believe. Yeah, I think it'll be really cool. So, you know, something really fun to do. And then over at Humble Hustle, they'll have Been Outside, which is a collaborative book edited by Amber Wendler. She's a local writer and, you know, scientist. That'll be happening. You know, the Ursula's Cafe is going to be doing a play reading. There's even a couple of galleries downtown. One of them is going to have a photography exhibit with a photographer who went on the road for the Allman Brothers. So there's a lot of really cool stuff happening.
Ursula's Cafe, play reading. You know what the play is? Or
I believe it's called Fat Feminist.
Okay, so it's like a new play.
It's a new play. Yep.
So that was, and I think I heard is a comedy, some comedy shows that are under the Freedom Downtown umbrella.
Yeah. So that's one of them. I think we'd love to see it grow in the future and have more stand up and more, you know, interesting kind of different takes on live entertainment.
And I know there's a few of these that are ticketed. My Radio at Five Points is ticketed. Margo Price is ticketed.
Yes.
But there are just a lot of free music that at local brew pubs and restaurants are getting in on this.
Absolutely. Yep. No, Star Hill Brewery, Big Lick Brewery, Twisted Track. There's a handful of places that you can go. Three Notch is going to be doing something. There's a whole list of it all on our website. And if you go to the schedule section and you click what are you looking for and you click free, all the free shows will pop up.
Is that downbydowntown.com?
That is, yes.
Okay, and the Blue Ridge Marathon is blueridgemarathon.com. And again, it's still time to sign up. Just a minute or two left. I wanted to ask you about the slow K
yeah.
for people that are not really runners. It's the morning after the races, which are next Saturday. Talk about the Slow K. It's become pretty popular, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, that one's kind of going kind of viral, I guess. But it will have probably over 100 or 500 runners join us for that. It's a 5K. It's on the Greenway, so it's super flat, nice and easy. You can bring a stroller. We've had people do it in a wheelchair. It's definitely a really easy event. It's designed to go slow, just connect with other people. And we'll be hosting it at Black Dog Salvage this year as part of their Dog Bowl Market, which is a really cool upgrade. So there'll be, 100 different artisans that people can check out after the race. And then we'll have live music going on all day right after that, up until 4 o'clock. Definitely want to come for that because GAC is playing at 2 o'clock, and they're a great local 90s band that people really get a good time out of.
Yeah, I've seen GAC somewhere. So the Slow K is going to start near Vic Thomas Park.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, we're just about out of time. Give people some of the website addresses for the Blue Ridge Marathon and Down by Downtown.
Yeah, BlueRidgeMarathon.com and DownByDowntown.com, and both of those are at Blue Ridge Marathon and at Down by Downtown on social.
All right, I'm excited. I might actually sign up today. So
that sounds great.
All right, Kate Pettigo is the event manager for Roanoke Outside. The Blue Ridge Marathon weekend and Down by Downtown Music Festival are next weekend. And Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.